for the first month, the Ministry of Finance until today has not been able to pay July salaries to its civil servants across the country, raising eyebrows of government bankruptcy. But today, the Deputy Minister of Finance, Dr. Marial Awoyol, says the delay of the salary is simply a technical problem.
I want to assure you that the delay of the payment of the salary of July had nothing to do with our financial situation. We had to implement certain regulations passed by the Parliament accompanying the budget, including making arrangements for the paysheets for the allowances. We are going to pay them.
After the shutdown of oil production 2 months ago, South Sudan Parliament passed an austerity budget which included cutting in half allowances of house rentals. Despite the oil shutdown, which accounts for 98% of the country's revenues, Awo insists the government has the funds it needs to pay civil servant salaries.
I would like to seize this opportunity to assure our people that we have enough reserves to pay salaries for the foreseeable future. To supplement these limited reserves, we have secured significant loans from our banking system, and this will be used for the payment of the salaries for the rest of the year.
Awo also says the country is seriously considering a foreign currency loan from abroad, but declined to elaborate. He says China has declined to make a loan that was reportedly pledged earlier by the Chinese government. Awo says South Sudan has been able to count on other non-oil-related revenue and a considerable drop in spending under the austerity measures to pay for salaries.
In June 2011, we recorded 11.9 million SSP in non-oil revenue, that is, in 2011. In June of this year, we recorded 66.6 million pounds. This is almost a six-fold increase in just over 1 year. Going back to the budget, spending before the shutdown of the oil was approximately 1 billion pounds per month. Now, we were able, during this austerity budget, to reduce government spending from approximately 1 billion to around 730 million SSP per month.
According to Awo, government spending is now just a little over 550 million South Sudanese pounds per month. Despite lower spending and higher revenue in non-oil sectors, the Deputy Minister of Finance is calling on South Sudanese to tighten their belts until oil production resumes. Sudan and South Sudan delegations at the talks in Ethiopia recently signed a deal on oil transportation fees, but until a comprehensive peace deal is reached on all the outstanding issues, such as the border, security and Abyei, the resumption of oil production may still be in question. For VOA News, I'm Manyang David Mayor in Juba.